John Ritter, the star of many television sitcoms, died suddenly last night of a heart problem. He was best known for a starring role in the 1970s comedy Three's Company. Here's writer Joshua Leves.
To those of us who grew up watching Three's Company as little kids, John Ritter will always be one of the most beloved comic actors of our generation. That's not hyperbole. You see, that show, which we soaked up excitedly every week, was about him. And by him, I don't mean his character. I actually mean him. Every week when we tuned in, we knew we would see John Ritter as Jack Tripper get into some ridiculous situation, stumble over his words, fall backwards over a couch, and teach us that when you look at it from the outside, everyday life can be very funny. The plots and dialogue were barely relevant, sometimes barely existent, and while Suzanne Summers was the lovable ditzy blonde and Joyce DeWitt the ultimate sweet girl next door, it was John Ritter's show. And it was his spirit that channeled through that TV set into our hearts and minds. With today's number one sitcom, Friends, we love all the characters and get wrapped up in the plot twists. But we don't really know the six actors that well, beyond the obvious paparazzi stuff. John Ritter, you rooted for on a personal level. After his years as Jack Tripper ended, and he made the rounds guest starring on seemingly every show in existence, playing everything from a robot on the one bad episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer to a suitor for Ally McBeal, we rooted for his career to keep going. He was the nice guy who many of us did not want to fade into the sunset. And when ABC announced he'd star in a new sitcom, we wanted it to work out for him. Even though, on a selfish level, I think a lot of us felt a little torn, because now America could get to know him in a whole different light, really putting his Three's Company glory days in the past. We didn't necessarily watch the new show, Eight Simple Rules, since it aimed for families, as in adults older than us and kids younger than us, but its success meant something great. It meant that sitcom stars don't have to disappear after one success, or worse, enter Betty Ford and become a Where Are They Now caution tale. It meant that a lovable, young, funny guy can grow into a lovable, funny, older guy who has still got it together. We'll miss him. And I know I'll always be grateful for a gift he gave me, that always important reminder that when you step back and look from the outside, some of the things we get so worked up about in our everyday lives are actually pretty funny.
Joshua Leves is a reporter in Atlanta. John Ritter died at the age of 54 and is survived by four children.